This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the 31st of August of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Norman West, W-E-S-T. Norman is the first name. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 81-year-old African-American patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R. D like in Delta, O, B like in Boy, A. Who is referred to this practice because of the elevation of the serum creatinine to 1.7 and the estimated GFR that is consistent with a CKD stage 3B, period. Has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. Has had complications related to a glaucoma. He mentions diabetic retinopathy and macular degeneration. He is under the care of the ophthalmologist. Interestingly, in the retroperitoneal ultrasound, the right kidney measures 10.6 with the thickness of the cortex that is 1.4, and in the left kidney is 11.9 with the cortex that is 1.9, but there is evidence of hyperechogenicity, period. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is normal, and the urinalysis fails to show any activity of the urinary sediment, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient has prostatism, nocturia times 4. Whether or not the patient has a component of obstructing nephropathy is unknown and has to be clarified. Number two, the patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The blood sugar has been under 200 most of the time. I don't have a recent hemoglobin A1C. The patient has a BMI of 36.6, which is consistent with obesity. And in talking to the patient, there is a history of increased intake of salt, period. The diet was emphasized. The patient was recommended a plant-based diet and a low-sodium diet along with a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours. We'll reevaluate the diabetes. Following number. The patient has a history of cardiac arrhythmia, six sinus syndrome. The patient had a first degree LV block, right bundle apart. Right bundle branch block and left anterior hemi block that led him to the implantation of intracardiac pacemaker. Period, the patient has had episodes of syncope that are not really clear. The transthoracic echocardiogram shows the presence of LVH, an ejection fraction between 55% and 60%, and no evidence of significant valvular heart disease. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension. The patient is taking amlodipine in combination with the hydrochlorothiazide. Blood pressure reading today, 134 over 71. Following number, BPH with nocturia that has to be evaluated. We are going to order a post-void ultrasound, and we are going to make sure that the residual volume gets investigated. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months after the above workup, and we're going to follow him closely. The etiology of the CKD3 is most likely related to nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and if there is an obstructive component, is to be found. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral, 30 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.